WA E-Learning Experience 2006, showcasing WA LearnScope projects.
This is Cheryl Galloway from Central West TAFE giving an overview of their PDA project.
We have three projects, Which Way Forward, New Ways in Learning Assessment, and On the Road with PDA. And they were all really about trialling the implementation of mobile technologies at Central West TAFE. Being a regional college, a lot of our delivery is out in remote locations. We do have, you know, sort of quite a large campus, but we also have small campuses at Carnarvon and Exmouth. So we've been looking at, you know, sort of how can we cater to the needs of all these different styles. And like other people from TAFE colleges, you may have noticed, like our face-to-face numbers were dwindling because there's so much employment out there. So we're trying to look at how can we capture people and allow them to continue on their learning while they're in a workplace environment. So, you know, skills gap training, on-the-job assessment, the just-in-time learning resources and whatever. And mobile technology seemed like a great way to be able to sort of introduce and improve opportunities for our learners. So the first project, Which Way Forward, which is not the first one on the list, but pretty much kind of, I guess, now I initially didn't feel like this overarched the project because that was the IT project. And as I've said to previous managers, I get quite upset when the tail appears to wag the dog. And that's what seems to happen with IT a lot. And I apologise to everybody in the room from the IT sector. But I understand it doesn't matter about technology. And especially as we've trialled some of our great gadgets this year, I understand for IT the implications are huge. So they do need to be the drivers of what technologies and devices we end up purchasing on a wide scale at college. So Which Way Forward was really a corporate project that looked at what devices we could use, what guidelines and policies and documentation and processes would need to be built around that, how we would resource those, what the replacement schedules would be, the security, all of those issues. So that project, as I said, was more IT, and it included a couple of key people in the college who, you know, had, say, maybe an IT background but are now a principal lecturer or something like that. So, you know, a wide range of experience to contribute. And also it included myself as the project facilitator of the other two projects and the project manager of my two projects. So we were able to feed that information. The other two projects, New Ways in Learning and Assessment, was looking about that getting out there and using alternative methodology to assess and train, and then On the Road with PDA, which is the state-funded project that a lot of colleges have been involved in. But what we decided to do was actually integrate On the Road with PDA and New Ways in Learning and Assessment, because the workshop seemed to be much more vibrant with the group, both groups combined, and also the professional development we wanted to run was pretty much relevant to both groups. So it really is just the ease of facilitation now combined. So that's why it's hard to unpack as three little presentations. So without further ado, I'll just run through briefly the manager of the new Which Way Forward project, which was looking at, you know, the college implications of new technologies, has given me a three-slide PowerPoint. Basically, this is sort of, he wasn't sure of the forum of who would be here or whatever, so he's just sort of structured it with a little bit of information. PDA, it's a mobile device. We wanted to trial it across a number of program areas using all mobile devices. So we have PDA, Personal Digital Assistant, of which one, for those of you who haven't yet seen one today. We also have Ultra Mobile PCs, which are mini computers but run on a Windows operating system, so you don't need to think of them like PDA.
It's a full-blown laptop. I've just miniaturised.
You'll get your time to Mark had the pleasure of trialling that one. And then spy glasses, which Dana has given a much more appropriate name, evidence glasses. So, and they'll both be talking a lot more about those devices throughout the presentation. So the outcomes were, we developed an evaluation sheet of the mobile devices, and we'll show you that in a minute. We've developed a draft policy and procedure on mobile computing, and I think one of the other colleges was generous enough to send the IT manager their policy that we started off with. We used an evaluation matrix to decide what devices we would purchase, and we'll showcase that because that was brilliant. It took the emotion out of the decision making, which was really good. That, then that goes through the process of how we did that, so we're probably better off to really
get in and show you that rather than go through too much on how you go about it. Okay, so it was West Coast TAFE that was the college that was to give us a copy of their policy. So from that we've developed a draft one of our own, and there is a copy of that down the back, and Mark's contact details are on the handout, so you could contact him if you wanted more information. Some of the things that came up that, you know, were concerns of the project team who were going to be using these devices and taking them home, taking them out to the workplace, doing whatever. We were worried about security, like what would happen if the vehicle got broken into and they were stolen, or, you know, just something tiny like that could just disappear even off a desk. There were concerns about if you had student information on them and the confidentiality of that, and encryption. Apparently it needs to be fairly simple so that enables the confidentiality to be, or information to be secure, but not so secure that your average lecturer can't access it. The synchronisation was a real issue because you need to kind of have that loaded that onto the PC that the person will be using, and then that partnership needs to be with that personal computer and that device. You can't just go around and plug your PDA into any computer if it doesn't have the active SIM relationship set up. And also the concern of people that were using stuff at home on their PDA and then coming into work and going into the work network and virus protection, etc. But our college luckily does have a very good virus scan system. I think that's about it. And I think the last slide on there is just Martin and Kelly's contacts. That I've printed out the handout at the back, those four slides, so I need to copy that down. Okay, so I think from there, probably the best thing we could do is jump in and have a look at that selection matrix. So Martin and one of the other team members, one of the IT young IT lecturers, developed up this fantastic selection matrix, which looked at the few devices that we might be going to trial throughout the project, and we had a meeting with the Which Way Forward team, and everyone talked about the types of things that would be important or were of concern. At the same time as this running alongside this, I was conducting other audits with my participants, and I'll show you that document in a minute too. So we were just blown away with this particular document. It has this weighting scale, as you can see near the left-hand side, and basically everything is rated and against that weighting scale. So for example, for the first iMate PDA, the battery life, we gave it a rating of 3, and the weighting was 6, so the score was 18. And basically, at the end of it, down the bottom of them all, they had to add up to 100. So if you decided battery life was really important, you gave it 3, then something else had to kind of drop to 1. So the 100 weighting scale always remained. And that enabled us to work out which were the devices we wanted to trial. And as I said, I felt that took the emotion out of it, because there was people that had preempted what device they wanted to have or trial or use, or what one they thought was rubbish. And this really just sort of took it down to what are the needs of the practitioners, what can the college support, what are the workplace contexts, and this really just sort of did it nice and cut and dried in a number format. So that was the matrix. Now Martin tells me that that is actually a departmental process. So I don't know if anyone here has ever come across such a thing as that. I'm not sure now if he said in finance or...
That's the Department of Treasury and Finance.
Yes, yes. So they use that similar methodology for decision making as well. So you may have come across it there. So what we've got, just to give you a little sort of like taste of how it works, we've put together a demo one. We've got the product one, the nameless product. And we'll just go through and sort of see what you think about each of the particular criteria and weight it and see what we come up with, just so you can have a go at the process. I'll just come up here so I can actually read it. Okay, so for example, if you were going to go out with a PDA or a mobile device, how important do you think it would be for it to have a reasonable battery life? High priority?
Yeah.
Yeah? So if the weighting scale's 4, what would you like the weighting scale is 4. What would you like the rating for that to be on battery life? Do you think you're happy with it being 3, or would you like to kind of give it more? 3? Okay. We should have had that blank, Mark.
Well,
we've done the homework already.
I actually thought it was going to be blank, but anyway.
Okay. The physical size of the device. Do you think, is there such a thing as too small?
Yeah.
Does size really matter?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so what are we talking then?
Down.
So,
the rating.
Oh, no. Look in the rating column.
Well, this is the one that we're actually going to like manipulate. That one's static unless we decide we have to drop something. So well, let's just. Oh no, actually, sorry, Mark. I think it is that one we have to do because then that will times it by that and give us the score.
Is this though how you evaluated that particular piece of equipment?
So we don't know the rating.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So for an important scale, for me, being very small is not. Grossing, but it has to be rightly sized.
Right.
So does physical size mean really, really small? How do we get away from it? Sorry to ask you a question.
This is difficult because the people that actually did this, that were going to present this part of it, aren't here.
Right.
So this is how
the size that it is. So on that size.
Yeah, but you've got the size of the object there.
So
if you think that's
appropriate.
So if six equals small, one must equal large.
No. So for example, that would have been comparative to say this device as opposed to that small PDA. So like, you know, was the small PDA something that you would rank higher than a device of this size or a tablet or something?
The thing was that there is six, the weighting scale, it was very important. The physical size was something that was very important to people.
Yes.
Then we looked at the size and they said three, have they? So they said it's excellent because obviously the people that answered the question and rated it did want it small. For me, I'd want that to be two.
Right.
Because
okay.
It's so highly weighted as six. Yes, size is important, it's very important. But I don't want it so small. So in the grand scale of things, there are other things available that are bigger than that.
Yes.
And I'd want something bigger. So for me, this product, its rating for me is only satisfactory, not excellent.
Okay.
Is that clear?
So say there's only a two for that.
So I change the rating on the physical part to a two.
This is just to give you an example of how the document worked. Okay, the weight of it, once again, was rated fairly highly with a six. So looking at the weighting scale was six, but how did people feel about, that particular device that's 210 grams? Yeah,
it's really
pretty
good.
Did you have any discussion about the items on the list? I mean, was that given to you or did you discuss what they were?
Yes, the actual process. The document was developed. But the rating given to each of the devices, which are the ones on, that
no, look at there. No, they didn't actually discuss the items on the left-hand column, or were they given them?
No, that was an IT.
IT developed the one on the left.
Yes.
The Witchgrove Forward project team, which was made up of the IT manager, IT staff, principal lecturers, project manager, and myself from the other team.
The reason I'm raising this is that if IT writes that list, despite what you might think, it automatically constrains your choice.
Absolutely.
So if you go in that list from IT, to a certain extent, you've actually lost the battle, and then you get involved in all this number stuff, and then you can almost guarantee what the result is going to be, simply because of the list on there.
I think to a certain extent, the IT guys are constrained by government policy of what certain items have to contain in order to be on the preferred suppliers list, so there's a lot more to it than just what the lecturers want. And
I'll show you the document that the other teams did that fed into the decisions on there too, that'll show you that it was a two-way process. Yeah. So, anyway, I think probably given the fact that we're going to this project.
If you're interested in this and you want to know more, grab a seat on the way out, contact Martin Edwards. He's the man that knows all about this one.
Yeah, okay. Alright, so this is the one that I developed to use, and as you can see, it's not an IT genius document. Basically, this is what I did with the project teams to get that information about what they felt was important. Of course, they didn't have, some of the people had never seen a PDA or handled one, or whatever. So, we had to brainstorm up what we thought would be important, and then from that initial workshop and brainstorm, I put it together in this, and every lecturer or participant in the project filled in, sort of the details about their particular context, and I then collated all that data and sort of, nine people thought battery life was important, four people were going to go out remotely and use the device, etc. So there was like this sort of fed into that other selection matrix before it was finalised. But I still feel there was probably some kind of done. But I mean, I can understand, as I said, you know, now with trials and devices, I understand, you know, IT's concerns, which helps to drive their decisions as well. So anyway, there's a copy of that down the back too if you're interested in looking at something like that for trial and devices at your college. Okay, I think, you know, sort of like that sort of pretty much captured, or maybe that pretty much captures, you know, what it is for our college that is important, because we do a lot of workplace delivery, remote delivery, district high school stuff with bedding schools, and then of course the TAFE stuff, which can be on campus or it can be, you know, X amount of campus. So we really wanted to give everybody an opportunity to, you know, identify all of the context and processes they might be using. And also, I had a little bit of a hidden agenda because I felt when we started out, some people's perceptions because of what they had seen or heard before was really about a PDA is about to go out into the workplace and do an observation checklist. And I wanted people, having attended Marcus Rager's workshops, which you might have seen and showed on the digital stories this morning, and Marcus Rager talks a lot about, you know, using it for just-in-time learning and, you know, in the trials he did in Hobart where... with the botanical gardens, where people go, you know, walk to a hot spot and the device will explain, you know, that particular plant, give the Latin names, la 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 la. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there for it to be much more than just, you know, an electronic observation checklist kind of thing. And that's why I wanted to kind of even open the lecturer's minds up to other things they could be actually trialing. Okay, on that note, I think I'll hand over now to Dana, who can talk about two of the devices that she's been trialing and what area she's from.
Sorry, who won the Matrix there? Which were the best devices for you?
Well, the ones that we're actually going to showcase here.
Okay, sorry.
Which was the UMPC, JJAR, PDA. We had some iMacs already and the Firelight.
There was one other thing that slipped into the choice of these machines was the actual availability of them in the country.
Yeah.
Some devices we really, really wanted to try have still not yet been released in this country, and we couldn't.
Thanks to participants that allowed us to record their presentation.
And get them in from the States, so keeping that in mind, these aren't the ideal.